Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And as we do, and mainly because this is quite therapeutic for me to do this, because I get to ask a lot of questions that I wouldn't normally ask him, because, you know, we're always setting up to do this. We're going to do a little bit of combat preparation, a little bit of combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am good to go. I have a question. So, with you, when you are training, what is the maximum range that you train when you are going through your drills and everything else? What's the maximum range you try to engage a target and hit it accurately? And does that adjust as you go further out, does your criteria for what you consider to be accurate as far as where you're hitting and how tight you're hitting, does that change with range, or do you still expect to be hitting in the same spot?
Yeah, of course it changes with range.
Okay.
Absolutely, but, I mean, you got to take into consideration what is realistic distance to be proficient at. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, dig this. Here's how I see it. In a sense, you know, the guns are machines. They're manufactured to perform a task. They do it well. However, what you know and understand about shooting, you got to remember it's all theory until you put it into practice, right?
Right.
So what you know and understand and can represent based on your ability to hit, let's just say, a man-sized target at distance, and we'll call that 100 yards.
Okay.
And we're talking nine ball. Instead of holding center chest, I would put his head, I'd lollipop his head on the front sight and press it clean. You'll hit the target, but it's all in the stability, because you got to keep in mind basic shooting math. Distance magnifies any or multiplies any errors at the gun to the target. You see what I mean?
I do.
So, and it's funny you bring that up, man. Check this out. I just rolled back from the range earlier today, having linked up with a shooting buddy of mine. And dig this. Due to unforeseen circumstances, our time was cut extremely short, right? So we picked two exercises, man. We picked LAV's The Test, you know, 10 rounds, 10 seconds, 10 yards, right, on a B8.
Okay.
And then the other task I chose was just, you know, single shot mounts at 50 yards on an IPSC target with a par time of 2.5 seconds. And I was 9 for 10 kill zone hits. But I could have swore I had a double in there somewhere, man, but you just couldn't tell.
Right.
And I wasn't going to gauge the target. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Big deal. I dropped one at 50 yards. Okay. It didn't hurt my feelings. Obviously didn't let it affect my ability to hit it the nine other times. But check this out. Bottom line up front. Don't let anybody tell you what max effective range is, because you are a factor. What you know and understand and can apply in real time makes you effective out to what? The mechanical distance of the carbine or pistol you're using?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But what's the environment like? What's the environmental influences on your ability to deliver effective fire? For example, are you, you know, desert terrain, wooded, heavily, you know, wooded terrain, hills, hilly terrain, the kind of stuff we've got down here that you don't ever want to get caught fighting in, which is going to, you know, cut your effective range considerably. You know what I mean? So you got to take a look at all these things, man, and try to balance them all, you know, balance it all out. And choose the weapons that are going to perform well across a baseline spectrum instead of getting, you know, overly specialized into weapons for general work, but are designed and built for a specific purpose. You know what I mean?
All too well.
But I would love to add, you know, M249, 248 to the pile, most certainly. But what else you got?
Well, I mean, there's a reason I asked.
I mean, allow me to digress. Did I answer your question?
Well, you did to a certain degree. I guess my question is how important is that as part of your training component to include?
Oh, your confidence is everything, dude, because it's all about confidence. I mean, you don't go to hit a target at 200 yards with a pistol if you don't have confidence that you can hit it. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And there are so many different levels involved in building your confidence. You know, it goes right along with bottling experience, man. If we could pull that off, we'd be kicking it in the islands somewhere, you know?
Right.
But everything that you see, think, and feel about doing and your level of awareness of not just what you're doing while you're doing it, but why you're doing it in the first place is, I'll give you another example. It's very important, but let me give you an example. I set up a course of fire out here at the berm, right? And I not only practice it, but I drive that practice to full dress rehearsals. You understand what I'm saying? Then you replicate that course of fire at a major match, and you cannot expect the same results. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Because it's just impossible to replicate the not only the adrenaline push, but the how much, you know, how much are you going to ramp up based on what you're involved in. And one of the first things about I guess learning how to remain calm is to think about remaining calm at all times under all circumstances. You know, it's kind of a conditioned thing.
Yeah, hold on right there, if you will. Coming up on the first break, Super Dave's website is combatspeed.com. Or find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. He'll probably play you a very good guitar riff. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Super Dave Harrington and Tuck. And just now we were talking about longer range shooting as part of your training routine. And I'll tell you the reason I asked about this. Because when I took the DOT class with Steve, he insisted that we zero these at 25 yards.
Correct.
And at the time, although I had shot pistols at 25 yards before. As a matter of fact, I used to shoot silhouette guns. I used to, as a younger man, I had a single-action Ruger Blackhawk that I used to engage silhouettes at a couple of 300 yards with.
Right.
So I wasn't unused to shooting a handgun that far away, but at the same time, that gun, like you said, was sort of purpose set up to shoot silhouettes
right.
at longer range.
But see, here's, you know, you're bringing up a very good point, if I may expand
sure.
on it. You're talking about producing a level of accuracy. However, in order to do that, you have to already have measured your level of accuracy, in turn, knowing how to judge the actual distance you need to work at. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That was going to be my next question.
Just because I can hit a target at 100 yards, you know, say 9 times out of 10, doesn't mean I need to work at longer distances and find out what my max is. And here's how I do that, man. I'll run the targets out to whatever range. I have to maintain 80%, okay? I don't say I can hit a target at X distance unless I can hit it 8 times out of 10. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that puts me at 80%. So that's just like, did I mention the exercise I chose to fire earlier? The
restricted range
50
time.
And 2.5.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll dig this. 10 shots. That's about all I had time for. You know, well, actually 20 because we fired the LAV test first, and then we fired 10 at 50 individual shots from the holster with a 2.5 second part time per. And I was 9 for 10, looking for a double, but dude, you know. Anyway, coming back to it, let's kill 2 birds with 1 stone. You're trying to find out what is realistic, right? Are you looking for a realistic, if I may interpret your questions, or the reason for your questions? You're trying to do the math on what distance to start at?
Not necessarily. What I'm trying to
think
about is,
where do you want to go?
So, like, if I find myself in a place, like, the reason Steve gave us, for example, for the 25 yards is a grocery
right.
aisle is 27 yards long. Most grocery aisles are 27 yards long is a sort of a rule
okay.
of thumb. So that's not a bad, you know, when you're thinking about that. But then my question becomes, well, if I don't absolutely have to take that shot at 27 yards or at 100 yards or however far away I am from
what do you mean? Are you mean playing the percentages that it won't happen?
Not necessarily playing the percentage. See, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a fairly fluid situation if that were to
okay.
arise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if a bunch of people have gotten out of the way and this guy doesn't have anybody active that he's trying to use as a human shield, I'm kind of thinking I have 2 options here. I can either try to close with him or I can just pull back and just let him have the, you know, the whole building. He's in here to be a rampage killer. Okay. Can't do that very well with no victims.
Well, I get that part, but do this. Check this out. Here's, this is kind of what I'm interpreting here is your scenario-based thought process, right?
Right.
But what are you trying to decide? What, 0 to put on the gun?
Well, not necessarily
or
0. Not necessarily 0.
If you're going to work if you're going to work on targets at distance, or if you want to determine what is a realistic distance, engagement distance, based on your analysis of the environment you may find yourself in, that's directly going to impact your 0. because the gun's going to have to be zeroed to support that distance. You see what I mean?
I do.
Cool.
I do. But I mean,
and then the rest of it, when you exceed whatever zero that you have on the gun,
right?
Then it becomes, it's kind of voodoo, man. There's so many judgment calls that I make in relationship, like when I'm working at 100 or a 200 yard target. In most instances, what I am doing is holding the gun over the target.
Right.
At my start point. Visually, what I'll do is I'll keep the gun all lined up with the sights. I'll dip the gun until I can see the target at distance. And then I'll bring it back up. And I will kind of float the gun vertically over the target and slow it down. And when I come to a controlled pause, I press the shot clean. That's how I hit targets at long range. Man-sized targets, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like a Ipsic target or Ipsic steel, E-type silhouette. That's how I do it. And it depends on the distance. This is going to sound, esoteric, but, dude, sometimes you got to feel the shot. You know what I mean? If it doesn't feel good, don't fire.
Yeah, I was going to say that doesn't sound esoteric. I fully understand that part of it too. We're coming up on the next break. I will break down when we get back exactly what I'm trying to, because I know you know the answer to this, and I want to see if I know the answer.
Oh, wait a minute, dude. Wait a minute. You asked me a question in which you already know the answer, and you want to see if I know.
No. I said I know you know the answer to it. I want to see if I have the answer you have. I want to see if I'm right. I'm not concerned with you being right. I know you're going to be right because you're Super Dave. And you can be found at combatspeed.com. You can be found on Facebook. The commercial page is Super Dave Harrington. And the YouTube video channel is Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 229 to 202 on Thursday to hold former Trump strategist Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th Select Committee. The Justice Department will now consider bringing criminal charges against Bannon. Russian aircraft flew a bit too close to Alaska on Thursday, but apparently did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace. The planes entered the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone, which extends for hundreds of miles beyond the shore. The incident came a day after Russia scrambled two fighter jets, escorting U.S. warplanes that were flying over the Black Sea. Actor Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer and injured a director during an accident when he fired a prop gun on the New Mexico movie set of the film Rust. No charges have been filed as of Thursday evening. Detectives are still interviewing witnesses. USA Radio News. Let's get an update on the reconciliation bill being pushed by the Biden administration. Tim Berg reports.
Progress is being made regarding negotiations on a reconciliation bill. The White House saying President Biden is committed to delivering for the American people and that the legislation will help make the United States more competitive worldwide. As part of that budget reconciliation bill, President Biden is looking to hire more IRS agents to report annually on bank accounts with deposits and withdrawals more than $10,000. Louisiana Republican Congressman and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Americans do not want this.
That's not economic development. That's not infrastructure. That's a frightening big government socialist push that people don't want.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A La Nina weather pattern is poised to strike the West Coast through the weekend, bringing heavy rain and snow. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and now we're going to go into scenario time. Simply because you've already alluded to it, okay? You've already made this reference to it, so I know, this is how I know you know the answer to this. Now, you know, over the course of time, I've read about some guy out in Texas who took a shot at some guy 150 yards away with a 357 Magnum who had a cop cornered, and he popped him twice. Two shots at 150 yards or something like that. Some older gentleman, you remember reading something about something like that?
Yeah, I do remember that, dude. It was two perps, and he dinged both of them.
Right. And then I remember reading about some police officer that shot at somebody with a Glock that was, I mean, this guy was blocks away. And he managed to pop him one shot. He took one shot, I think, and he popped him with that one and stopped him.
Right.
So now, in those particular instances, with those shots that were being taken by a cop and by a concerned citizen, I'm going to presume that they both felt like they had no other choice but to try.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. So, I mean,
we're going to do something about it.
Right. Now, probably the gentleman with the 357 Magnum, he probably trained to do something like that, because some of these guys are, you know, they spend a little bit of time out on the range. The police officer, and you know, when you think about somebody in an urban setting, right? I mean, that's where the twists and everything come into play, right? Because 50 yards is long range in an urban setting just because of the terrain, the buildings, the people,
well,
the way everything's laid out.
Yeah, true, but, I mean, I can literally take a half-mile shot down to Del Mabry Highway just down the block I live on. Well, it's several, you know, several blocks.
Yeah.
But it's a straight shot down Wyoming Avenue to the main drive. So in theory, yeah. That's why I have a 300 Win Mag.
Right. Well, I guess, and this is what I'm getting to. I guess with the training of a shooter,
yeah.
You already made the reference to the esoteric part of it, the part where it becomes a matter of what your gut is telling you. That's really what you got to develop as you're doing this, right? You got to develop this whether you're looking at this and saying, I got this shot, I'm confident I got the shot, pop, take the shot, or do I need to work my way closer to him, or do I even need to take a shot at all? I mean, that's something that has to be developed within the training itself, right? That's sort of like a subset.
Yeah, absolutely. But also from a confidence standpoint,
right.
This is very clear. If you never try, what's wrong with that? If you're afraid to miss, that tells me you got no business firing at it anyway.
Right.
Don't, you know, save your ammo. A lot of the wacky stuff I've been able to pull off and the in-action shots I have made, it's all elements of your level of awareness in action that solves that problem and puts the projectile where it needs to be. That's why it's so hard to replicate it in like a training or practice realm. It's just like, you know, the difference between shooting your local match compared to shooting the nationals. You understand what I'm saying? There's no difference. You still need to shoot your own game no matter what the match is, what level you're playing at. The level you're playing at shouldn't interfere with your ability to perform at the level you can. And it's a mental discipline thing to
right.
handle that kind of pressure.
Right.
If it's a pressure for you at all. I don't know if you followed me on all that, dude.
Well, no, see, and what leads to this is because, you know, I've been on this little journey where I was trying to figure out how to shoot a Glock and shoot it accurately. How to shoot it and be center mass and everything else on it. And I didn't have any confidence with the platform until I figured it out a couple of weeks ago, what was going on.
Right.
Prior to the heart attack, no problems at all, never had a problem with a Glock. Owned just about every Glock in 9mm they made, literally, except for the 17L. And then the heart attack happened, and, you know, just nothing but question marks what was going on. The more I missed, the less confidence I had. It becomes its own self-replicating vicious circle, if you will.
Yeah, well, if you let it get under your skin, sure.
Yeah, well, but, you know, when
I don't getting it back.
Right, but I don't carry a gun to compete. I never have competed.
No,
I sort of missed that window.
Under all circumstances, bro, here's exactly what I'm saying. If you want to achieve what you've got in your mind, you got to start somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Well, don't be afraid to miss the target. First of all, besides your ability level, what distance do you want to be able to hit a target at? And start there. And that's your start point to figure out what you need to do to up your game or actually, dude, refine what it is you need to do with the gun. Because here's let me explain to you how it should work.
Sure.
You know, all the fast action guy stuff out to 50 yards, big deal, right? Doable. It'll take you a while to get there. But you can get there. It's achievable. But once you push it beyond 50, you can't pull off some of the wacky stuff because distance multiplies errors at the gun in relationship to the gun target line. You see what I mean?
I do.
And that's not even factoring in external wind, rain, blah, blah, blah. And you're talking about launching a 9mm, you know, 100, 200 yards the thing about it is, 9-ball is pretty flash shooting for what it is, for the cartridge that it is. Very successful cartridge. But wind will have an effect, but you got to feel that when you're making the shot. You got to make that determination when you're delivering the shot. You see what I mean?
I do.
So that's hard to replicate. You're not going to be able to replicate it unless you are firing at that distance. Because the further out you go, or the, you know, with the target, the more you increase the distance to the target, the more you, the shooter, have to refine your ability at the gun to minimize, you know, come to an understanding, hit all the key decision points to set the firearm up in the proper working relationship for trajectory to happen for the projectile to hit the target. And there's a lot of different ways of doing it. But the end result is the same. And I don't get wrapped around the axle about trying to score, you know, 100-yard target or, you know, 150, 200. Man, I'm pleased I hit the target at all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want good center mass kill zone hits. But, you know, I'll take a hit in the groin, you know, if that's all I can get.
That's probably going to cause some consternation on the bad guy's part, right? When he takes a shot in the pelvic area, he's probably going to be perturbed at that, even if you didn't hit him center mass. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. You can find Dave Harrington at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we've been talking with Super Dave Harrington about long-range shooting, setting up to be better at long-range shooting. Now,
with a pistol.
With a pistol, yes, not with a rifle. And I'll tell you one of the things that motivated me to start thinking about this, because when I was embroiled with this idea that I should love the SIG P365, which I don't, I think the gun's a little too small, to be honest with you. I'm sure it has its place. I'm sure there would be some times when you might want to carry the gun, but then again, you could carry a Glock 26 or you could carry a CZ P10S, which is a more shootable gun to me. And shootability comes into play in self-defense. But everybody out there seems to be training nowadays. The ones that are a strict adherence to the racing to get the smallest gun they can find because it's the easiest gun to carry. They're hung on this idea of, well, most gunfights happen at 3 feet.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you, bro. There's so many myths out there, and I would think my mind begs the question. I've been paying attention to the gun thing since my teenage years.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'll take a shot and say I've been reading gun mags and been in the gun realm for 45 years, you know? And a lot of the same, it perpetuates itself, man. The myths, the bad guidance, you know, it's, why does it still exist, you know?
Right.
You can pick up a gun rag and read about the same topics out of a gun rag that's 30 years old.
Right. Just a difference in what's for sale that day in the ad copy, right? Everything else is about the same.
But I've been sucked in by gun rags. You know, you see it on the cover. The secret of, and I got me a copy. I'm going to find out what that secret is. You know what I mean?
The secret is.
Only to find out, I already knew what the secret was. I just didn't know it was a secret.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. In the hand-to-hand realm, when you're training for hand-to-hand combat, I come from the time where we were training in the 70s, right, early 80s, before I got out of it. Everybody trained to throw really high kicks, and nobody expected to ever actually throw really high kicks in a real fight because that was a good way to be not clean off balance and land on your back. And this is pre-MMA, remember. This is before everybody figured out, well, all the fights end up on the ground anyway. So, but we figured that if we could kick easily, high, and accurately high, and fast high, that kicking somebody in the knee or in the stomach or in the midsection or wherever, that was going to be easier and faster. So we would train to excess of what our actual goal was going to be. And for these guys that are out there now, that you know, when you look at the, and so like with handguns, when I'm looking at a handgun that I'm going to carry, I'm looking at the minimal, you know, there's a minimum I will reach, although it's not my preferred platform to carry. I don't want to carry the minimum I feel is shootable. I want to carry the one that I feel confident shooting. I want to carry the
absolutely,
one that I feel.
Man, that's why it's America, man. You can choose whatever it is you want.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. But I mean,
you know, here's another way of looking at it. You could have, you know, a Norinco 1911. However,
wow, I haven't heard
if
one of those
you believe
years.
that Norinco 1911 is going to carry you, then you know what? It'll probably carry him.
Yeah.
He might have a hard time getting, you know, carrying himself, but I don't know. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to have a quality blaster that I know how to use and I have realistic expectations of the caliber and the ammunition that I choose to use for fire, you know, for work purposes. It doesn't matter, man. I shoot a 115 grain ball for training ammo. Generally, you know, good quality 115 grain ball. And my carry ammo is Defiant Munitions 115 grain hollow point, you know, all copper hollow point, proprietary hollow point. And I'll tell you what, it's like throwing mini grenades. I actually even prefer in work ammo a 90 grain solid copper hollow point at about 1400 feet per second.
Yeah, I was about to say, you probably want a screaming
it's
velocity.
It's like throwing mini grenades.
Yeah.
They work extremely well. Anyway, my slogan for Defiant Munitions is nothing kills better. got a few chuckles out of that one.
Sure. Well,
was,
just now.
I threw it out there to let the fact checkers go to work. You know?
Nothing kills better than Defiant Munitions.
Yeah,
that'd be a pretty good commercial. Wouldn't it? I need to call them up and see what they if they'd be down with a you know. And I could just go listen. We were talking about the ad for your show for your spot just the other day when I was talking to Super Dave. Defiant Munitions,
yeah,
nothing
absolutely.
Kills better.
Well, I can call Pete and you don't know Pete Jr.
Is this Pete Jr. that used to? Is this? Are they the former
Peter Pye Jr.?
Yes, those guys. They've started another company.
Peter Pye Jr. did.
Okay.
Started Defiant Munitions.
I did not know that.
And he is certainly meeting, if not exceeding, the QC standards of Corban, which doesn't surprise me because, you know, Pete Sr. is a dad. You know, of course, Pete's going to turn out a quality product.
Corban, if you're not familiar with Corban, Corban is legendary ammo.
Absolutely.
They came out with the Glazer safety slug, yeah?
Correct.
I mean, at the time when that came out, nobody had ever heard of a. They even made that centerpieces of movies, that particular ammunition. So, I mean.
Right.
I remember in Manhunter, that was the ammunition they were going to use to take down the serial killer.
Right.
Glazer safety slugs.
Enough to have them as friends and, you know, professional associates. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, Pete Sr. Peter Pye Sr. was my very first sponsor of any kind.
Well, you and I will have to talk about that. We'll have to talk about that and see how you feel about me giving them a buzz just off of that. I didn't know they'd started something new.
Yeah.
I knew Corbin had gone away, and I was buying Powerball right up to the point to where they went away. I still have some.
Right.
So, I mean, I love their ammunition. But anyway, that's interesting. I'm glad that popped up. Anyway,
introduced you to PJ, no problem.
Very good. So in summation, somebody wanting to get out there and training with a handgun to shoot at longer than the apparent range you might engage in a self-defense situation is always a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I will also say this. The best defense is a good offense.
Oh, yeah.
So in respect to your ability to project your awareness and pay attention to what is actually going on in your area, you never know, man. You might have to go to work. You might see a bad set of circumstances developing and choose to go to work before they have an opportunity to kick off.
Preemptive is always good. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. I always enjoy the opportunity, bro.
I'll be in touch.
All right. Take care, man. Out here.
Coming up next, it's just going to be me and you. We're going to rant a little bit. Then we're going to move on to Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation in the third hour. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.